Title: The Legal Considerations of Esports NFTs. Content: This was originally published by Esports Insider on June 4, 2021 within the blockchain space. One of the fastest growing areas is NFTs. Within the game space, esports is growing rapidly. So naturally, the combination of NFTs and esports should have tremendous potential. This article will explore some opportunities at the intersection of these trends and some of the potential legal issues that might arise. NFTs are non-fungible tokens. Each token is unique and represents rights to some asset, either digital or physical. The token is created and recorded using blockchain technology. The asset that the token represents typically is not stored on a blockchain. The token typically references the underlying asset and its location via metadata specified in the token. Some types of assets that have been the subject of NFTs include video highlights, trading cards and collectibles, and other forms of media such as digital art, pictures, music, and much more. One of the most popular NFT marketplaces right now is NBA Top Shot. These are based on short video highlights from NBA games. The popularity of these NFTs propelled Dapper Labs, the platform's creator, to a reported $7.5 billion valuation. Could NFTs based on video highlights of esports competitions become as popular? Esports: the opportunities for esports-based NFTs abound. As with other sports, NFTs can be based on highlights from esports competition, player images, and other digital collectibles, including perhaps a key weapon used to win a competition, other esports-related memorabilia, or esports-related artwork. NFTs can also be used for ticketing to live events and much more. Fan tokens are another type of token that have become popular. Fan tokens are designed to create engagement between fans and teams. The rights associated with fan tokens can vary, including certain governance rights, unique access to content, rewards, and more. For example, the OG Esports fan token includes governance rights that give fans a tokenized share of influence on team decisions through voting in surveys. Team Alliance, Team Heretix, and Natus Vincera have also launched fan tokens. Legal issues in esports NFTs. Licensing: one of the most fundamental legal issues with NFTs is the scope of rights the NFT represents. Typically, an NFT represents a license to the instance of digital media associated with the NFT, but the underlying copyright is retained by the copyright owner. Thus, while platforms that sell NFTs refer to ownership of NFTs, it is important to understand that while the token part of the NFT may be owned by the purchaser of the NFT, typically the rights in the digital media file are not. Dapper produces its NFTs of NBA highlights under license from the NBA. With esports, license rights might be more complex. In esports, there are several entities that may have certain rights that could be relevant. This may include the game publisher, teams, leagues, players, the tournament organizer, and potentially others. Anyone creating an esports-based NFT needs to ensure that they have all of the necessary rights from the right entity or entities. For example, if an NFT includes esports highlights that depict playing the game, it may be necessary to obtain rights from the game publisher, unless the fair use doctrine or other exception applies. Many NFTs have incorporated third-party IP without permission. Sometimes, NFTs have included third-party IP as part of the content. In other cases, third-party IP alone has been the content. IP owners, whose content is being used in NFTs without permission, are taking note and ramping up their enforcement efforts. When licensing rights to NFTs, it is important to be clear what is and what is not being licensed. When licensing IP for use in an NFT, the license should be limited to that purpose and other restrictions should be considered. Typically, the license will reserve all other rights to the IP owner. For example, a creator may grant rights to create a limited number of NFTs associated with a copyrighted work, to maintain the scarcity and associated value of the NFT based on such work. As another example, a licensor may choose to expressly prohibit or impose restrictions on the right of the licensee to make modifications associated with the licensed work for purposes of the NFT. This is particularly important given the growing prevalence of layered art, programmable art, and generative art.